This week on the Want List Audio Edition, Marvel here, Marvel there, Marvel everywhere. In celebration of the release of Captain America the Winter Soldier, it's a special all-Marvel episode. I'm your host, Zach Wolf, and let's jump in to this week's products. Hail Hydra! So our first product this week is one based off of that newly released Captain America the Winter Soldier film, now showing in a theater near you, released this last Friday. And if you are listening to this in the future, at least sometime in the past, I don't know when, if you'd like to tell me, you can certainly do that. I would be interested to know when you're listening to this episode. Anyways, so the first product we have this week just got announced earlier today on the day I'm recording it, which is, in fact, April 4th, the day Captain America released. Hot Toys announced Captain America and Steve Rogers figures, 6th scale figures, and boy, are these awesome! So here's the deal that Hot Toys is doing. Instead of just saying, hey, here's Captain America, here's Steve Rogers, they're going to be a little bit more special about this. So they are announcing a standalone Captain America figure who is shown in the stealth suit that you see at the beginning of the movie. No spoilers there, they've shown in the previews. The first kind of sequences we see of Captain America, he's in this kind of stealthy-looking suit. I don't remember what comic run it's from, necessarily. But it's a nice-looking suit. I kind of dig it. So if you like him in that, there's a new figure they're going to release. Not for a long time, in fact. January 2015 is when you have to wait to get this figure. But what you're looking at here for the stealth figure is a 12-inch high figure, 30 points of articulation. It does come with a lot of interchangeable parts, including a whole mess of different hands, depending on how you want to show Captain fighting or holding a shield or just palms up. Who knows? You want to show Captain America palms up. But like I said, it is that dark blue stealth suit that we see at the beginning of the Winter Soldier that I really dig. So that's the first part of this announcement from Hot Toys. The second part is that they have another figure based off this. And that is Steve Rogers. Now, the thing about the Steve Rogers figure is that the only way I can see you can get it is if you buy both together. You can buy the Captain America stealth figure by itself and just get it. That's all you want. You can get that. But if you want Steve Rogers, you're going to have to buy both together. You get a little bit of discount, but obviously it's going to run you a little bit more than just buying one figure. I do like both sculpts on this. They seem kind of the same sculpt. They look pretty much similar, but the big difference is simply what they're wearing. Heads are exactly the same. They're actually all heads on both figures are both specially hand painted. Each and every one, not mass producing those babies. They're all hand painted. But I think it's a good looking figure. I think they got a better face than what they did for the Black Widow figure. I think it gives a kind of a representation of what Captain is feeling through most of the Winter Soldier. And if you're wanting to know my thoughts about the movie or other people on the Major Spoilers multitude of podcast, we recorded a special review kind of gut reaction after the movie last night with me and Steven and D&D Brian and Rob. You can listen to that on the Major Spoilers podcast feed. And we go in and spoil the crap out of the movie and talk about what we liked, what we didn't like. It's a good recording session. So if you want to learn our thoughts about that movie, make sure to go download that. But anyways, I really like these figures from Hot Toys. What a great idea to announce them on the day it releases. So here's the deal. Price tag time. Now, if you decide you just want the stealth soldier figure, or at least stealth Captain America figure, that's going to run you $219.99. So kind of in that normal range for 6th scale line of figures. You get a lot of stuff with this, including a shield, mask, all that kind of stuff. But it's going to run you $219.99. Now, if you do want the Steve Rogers figure, you're going to have to pay a little bit more. What we're looking at for that is $339.99. So, kind of a little bit more. What are you looking at? $120 more than... if you just want the stealth figures, you're going to get two figures for $39.99, kind of a little discount, and so you get it like that. But I think people are going to love this movie, and I think they're going to want to buy both. I think it's a good deal, kind of. You're not paying full price really for two figures of the 6-scale line. Get a little bit discount. I think people are going to jump over this. The bad thing, expected ship date of January 2015. Almost a whole year you're going to have to wait before you can get these. But pre-orders are open now, and they have the month payments over at Sideshow Collectibles. So if you're a big fan of Captain America the Winter Soldier, this is definitely what you're going to want. And a little bit more news from Winter Soldier figures coming up in the last part of the show. And let's move on to our second product this week, which is one that I didn't think originally was real. So on April 1st, April Fool's Day, that's what that holiday is, Sideshow Collectibles announced a Thor kind of bundle pack also. And this included a Thor premium format figure, which we'll get into in a second. But the second product was the one that made me say, this isn't real. But it has stuck around for a couple days now, and people have commented on it and said, you announced this on April Fool's Day. Is this a joke? And Sideshow Collectibles said, no, this is a real product. And the second figure they announced is Thor Frog. And I did not know who this character is. Thankfully, they give us a little description of it. In some weird thing called the Pet Avengers, something happens where a athlete called Simon Walterson was a college athlete, and he got transformed into a frog named Puddle Gulp by a wicked gypsy. He has all the powers of Thor, but he is an unassuming amphibian. So, I don't know, maybe you listeners know about Thor Frog, but when I saw this, I said, oh, April Fool's gag, move on. But I kept on seeing it being talked about on some sites. I was like, okay, well, let's check this out. And yeah, you know, it's real. It's happening. So you can purchase these together for a little discount. You get 20% or $20 off of the price if you get the Thor premium figure and Thor Frog together. So let's just talk about Thor Frog really quick. It's a very small product, going about 6 inches tall. They have a picture up on Sideshow where you can compare Thor Frog to an apple, and it's about two small apple heights is what I would say that the frog is. It's a good looking sculpt. Don't get me wrong. It's just weird. I don't understand the character, but I have no doubts that if you are a fan of Thor Frog, you will like this. And get this, the price only $99.99 for a nice looking diorama from Sideshow Collectibles of a mostly probably underrepresented character in the Marvel Universe. So if that's your thing, you like the quirky side of comics, this product is for you. So let's move on to the big premium format figure from Sideshow, which is Thor, like the modern age Thor. Huge statue. We're talking 20 inches high, 16 inches wide, and 25 inches in length. I don't know what length means. I don't know. I don't understand. But that's a dimension they measure it with. So this is, it's not a statue with interchangeable parts. It's simply, this is your giant ass statue, and put it in your nerd room of doom, and it's gonna look awesome. So a whole lot of designers and sculptors on this project. Only bad thing is, there's two kind of downsides. One, so Thor's in a nice pose. I like him. He's kind of stepping up on a big giant rock. He has, there is an interchangeable part. I think Mjolnir and a sword come interchangeable, according to the pictures. So that's all good. That looks good. The only weird part is his left hand. Kind of looks like he just dropped a dirty, wet rag on the ground. That's kind of the image you're going to get. So imagine you dropping a rag, and that's what Thor's left hand looks like in this figure. Again, it's a great looking sculpt. I think it's just probably part of the just the pose he has him in, and some of the picture angles that make it look a little bit different. So the other bad part about this figure, $439.99, a huge price for a huge statue. But if you're a fan of Thor, you're probably gonna want to pick this up. Again, payment plans over at Sideshow Collectibles make these things a little bit more accessible for people to buy. That's always a good thing. Expected the ship date for the Thor premium format is March 2015. So again, huge long wait for that product. If you want to get your hands on Thor Frog, not long of a wait. Expected to ship October 2014. So, two interesting products there from Sideshow Collectibles. And let's move on to our last product for this week. All right, so keeping with that Marvel theme this week, we have one that ties back in to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It may be a little bit of a spoiler. We're not sure yet, but we'll get into that right now. So, it is announced this week that there's going to be a new Guardians of the Galaxy figure set, but it won't just include the four main figures from... five figures from Guardians of the Galaxy lineup. It will also include Iron Man and Nova. So let's talk about the Guardians of the Galaxy's characters first. They're all based off the likeness of the characters from the movie. But the cool thing about this is that Groot is a freaking giant. So they, in the picture of the announcement, you can see over at Big Bad Toys, there's a link down in the show notes. They compare the different body part sizes to full figures of everyone else in the set. So essentially, Groot's legs are as tall as Iron Man or as Gamora, and his chest and head are just as tall as Rocket Raccoon. So we're talking a huge figure for Groot, which is going to be awesome to play around with, of course. Now, where it gets a little interesting is the inclusion of Iron Man and Nova in the set. So the Guardians are based off the movie, but Iron Man sculpt is based off the Marvel Now Guardians comic series currently going on, and the Nova character is just based off the classic comic look of Nova, not the new 52 look we have going on right now. Now, there is some confirmation that the Nova Corps will make an appearance in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. And it was long rumored that Iron Man would somehow be involved with Guardians of the Galaxy. But based off the ending of Iron Man 3, that's kind of up in the air at the moment. So I think it's interesting that these characters were included in this set. We have seen spoilers in toy sets before, especially Lego sets. But if Marvel's kind of tipping their hat there by including these characters, that would be kind of a big deal. And that might make a few people angry, but I'm certainly not angry right now. You can pre-order this set over at Big Bad Toys for $134.99. So you get, 7 figures based off that price. And it's estimated to arrive second quarter of 2014, which we are in right now. So anytime this set could be coming to a store near you, I think it'll be a great set to pick up if you have the money to spare for it. Guardians of the Galaxy fans, certainly pick this up if you're liking the looks of the upcoming movie. And that is it for the products this week. Let's jump in to our little tidbit of news. So a few episodes ago, we talked about Hot Toys announcing the Winter Soldier figures, Winter Soldier and Captain America. And inside that one figure, there looked to be the backpack of Falcon that we had seen in the trailers and now in the movie. And wouldn't you guess it, Hot Toys announced just today that they will be creating a Falcon character statue based off of the movie. Now, again, if you go listen to our recap of the movie and the Major Spoilers podcast, you will hear us just gush over how much we love the character of Falcon, how well he was used in the story, and how awesome his wing pack suit looked in the film. So no images have been released for this Hot Toys figure, but it has been announced, and that's awesome. It makes me excited. They did it at a kind of a press thing. They showed a lot of the Hot Toys figures in positions based off the Captain America movies, which is awesome. But then they dropped that little tidbit of the Falcon will be a coming character to their line. That makes me excited. I think it'll make you excited also. Of course, when more news is announced from Hot Toys about this figure, you can hear about it here on the One List Audio Edition or over at Majorspoilers.com. And let's finish up this episode with a little bit of Kuso update. No news since this week, but we're going to give you an update on two we've covered in the past, the Big Bang Theory set and the Doctor Who sets. As of this last week, both hit that 10,000 supporters threshold, and will now get officially reviewed by LEGO with the opportunity to become a real set on the shelves. Now, LEGO has been essentially approving about a set every half a year in the spring and fall. I think that's how the last one they did with the Ghostbusters. So with two sets approved from very popular properties right now. It'll be interesting to see what LEGO does moving forward with these sets. I'm not sure which one will get approved. I'm kind of leaning toward Doctor Who. I think there might be a little bit more playability and more of a fan base for globally, especially for a Doctor Who set. And so I think if it comes down between those two, I think LEGO would go with Doctor Who and the TARDIS set. But I would love to know what your opinions are. Comment in the section below or send me a tweet over on Twitter at ZWolf. But that's it for this episode of The Want List. Another one is in the books. Make sure to head over to majorspoilers.com where you can see all of articles based off these stories and so much more each and every day. Make sure to download us and subscribe from iTunes and Stitcher. And while you're there, leave a review. We did have a 5-star review from a longtime spoiler like Great NATO come in. And I was happy to see that. So go over there and leave a review and comment it up and kind of get us up in the charts so more people can listen to The Want List. Make sure to catch the video edition of The Want List each and every Monday on YouTube. New episodes up every week. You do not want to miss those at all. But that's it for this week on The Want List Audio Edition. We will see you again next time.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.